Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Yosef Bloch. Meseches Menachos is dedicated to Leila Nishmas Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Mar Menachos Taf Memdal Er Meralef. Mar starts off describing Chilazin Tanrabana Chilazin Zal Gufay Daimel Yam Briyase Daimel Adog Oyla Echad Hashem Shana Bedam Mitzayim Tchelas Afikach Dam Vikarim. It's Bria is daima to a dog, and skuf is daima liyam. Rashi says, Mara gufay, it looks daima to a yam, and therefore, and since it only comes up once in 70 years, its tcheles is expensive because tcheles comes from its dam. The Lashon Rashi here is oila min ha'oretz. It says oila echad l'shivim shana. Rashi says oila min ha'oretz, comes up from the ground. So Rashi would sound like it's not mamish a fish. The Gemara says daima l'dag, similar to a fish. The Rashi says it's Oilam and Oretz. Kvega is Mitzayin here in Gilyan Hashas. Another Rashi in Megillah, Davovim and Aleph. Rashi says that the Vermas Chaydei Chilozin, Chilozin Oilam and a Yam al Horin. Mitzayvim Bidom Itcheos. Rashi says Chilozin goes up from the Yam to the mountains. It would sound like it's not a fish, it goes up from the Yam to the mountains. And with that, it's Dam, you make Chilozin. Idach Gisar, Kvega is Mitzayin, Taisis and Shabbos, Daf Ayin Gimlam and Beis. Tais is discussing over there a malach of mefarik when somebody is chaylev, is milks a cow, is chayv mishum mefarik. And Rashi says it's toil the dadosh. And Tais has a kasha there, Rabban Tam has a kasha, that we have a klal, edisha el begduli karka. The Gemara says that a pitzeh chilozin, if someone takes out the dam from a chilozin to make tcheles, he's not chayv because of mefarik. Because Befarik is a toil de dadosh, ain't disha ella begaduli karka. So Tosis wants to be mechalik there, ain't loimar, then maybe there's a difference that chilozin is a dog, is a fish, and Meshainkein, by choylev, we're talking about a behema. Behema we find, benegay a certain dinam is called geduli karka, lives off the ground. Meshainkein, a dog, which lives in the yam, is not called geduli karka. Now Tosis continues, goes through the Indian there, but it would seem like from Tosis, that chilozin is a dog. Tais be mechalik that a behemah is called geduli karka, or sheikh chilozin, which is a fish, is not called geduli karka. Just wanted to make note of this. It's a big sugya, but again, the modern day chilozin, the dam that some use to for tcheles today, is not actually from a fish. It's from a type of water snail, and a lot of the vikuach goes around this Rashi and Taisvis. In other Lashonis and Rishonim and Chazal, if Chilozin is a dog or not. Mor continues with the Mice about the Mechod, Sheizoy ben Mitzvah Tzitzis, Shabbi Sheizoyne ve Kroche Hayom. The whole Arichas in the Gemara, about the Maila, have Mitzvah Tzitzis, was Shemrim from Chet. Just Kedai to note, the Lashon Rashi, in the Rimaschil, Hitzia Ksav Meyodah, Rashi says, "Lefish Hashama neiz gadol shochayim mitzvah tzitzis shetov chuloi dalat tzitzis aponov." Rashi says there was a neis here. The fact that it was tov chuloi dalat tzitzis aponov was a neis. The reason for that is because the Gemara says, "Afu ola leishiv orim kenegda." It's mashma he wasn't wearing his tzitzis. He was ola leishiv orim kenegda. The dalat tzitzis came and went in front of his face. There was a meis and nisim that the tzitzis came and dangled in front of his face. And mekach mavu and the masha also. That this was a meisa nes, that the tzitzis came to save him from the chet. Mor continues, Om Rab Yehuda, Talas Shulo Kol Shloishim Yoyim Pturim and a tzitzis, Mikam Ve'ele Chayevis. Someone borrows a talas, the first 30 days is potter from tzitzis, Mikam Ve'ele Chayevis. After 30 days, it's chayev. It's a big question here in Taisis, Taisis Mayrich, the Rimascha Talas Shulo. What's the chilik before 30 days and after 30 days? One pshat Taisa says that really a talis shu'ula is potter b'deraisa. It's nismayit from ksuscha. That only a beggar that belongs to you is chayv and tzitzis. It's just that after 30 days, it's chayv and rabbanon because of maris ayin. People will think that it belongs to you. You have it already for 30 days. People think it belongs to you. So it's chayv and rabbanon. The other pshat Taisa has is that until 30 days is considered like a temporary thing, a she'ela, something that's borrowed by a person. After 30 days, it's already considered like a kviyas, even though it doesn't belong to him. It's only borrowed by him. After 30 days, considered like a kviyas. Taiz medame, like by Benigeya Chiyuvim of Anshei Eir, when a person is mechuyev to chip in like the Anshei Eir. So if he doesn't own the house that he's living in there, he's only a Seicher, so the first 30 days he's not considered from Anshei Eir. But if he's staying there more than 30 days, then that's a certain kfiyas, so he becomes considered like Anshei Eir. So here too, if the talis is lent him for more than 30 days, that's considered like his beged. That's the two tzadim in Taisvis. Taisvis comes out, Lamaisa by Talas Shulo, that the pshat is, it's only chayv medrabonon after 30 days, because nearest kashaloi, mederaisa, the beged has to belong to a person, sheil is not enough in order for him to be mechuyiv. The Gemara is medama, tanya nami hochi, by mezuzah, we have the same type of shir, soicher bayis, the first 30 days potter from mezuzah, mekam ve'el chayiv. Over there, Taisvis has two terutzim by us. What's the gather by mezuzah? Is that the same thing like talis, that the first 30 days is mikra din, a person's bias, which is not, doesn't belong to a person, is nismayit from mezuzah, and after 30 days is chayiv because it's nearer kashaloi, because of maras ayin. Or by mezuzah, Taisvis has another tzad, that mezuzah is chayvas hador, is totally the one who lives there. The main thing is the living there, and it doesn't matter if it belongs to him. So after 30 days, once the living is a kviyas, then he's mechuyiv. Is mechuyev and mezuzah mederais and mikra din. According to that, Taisvis says you have to say when the Gemara says Tanya Nami Hochi, the Gemara is not really saying that they're exact same tzitzis and mezuzah, because tzitzis is only midrabanan after 30 days, mezuzah mederais after 30 days. The Gemara is just bringing out the idea that 30 days shows a certain bilus of a person, but by mezuzah is taka going to be by mezuzah is taka going to be deraisa shaken by tzitzis will be midrabanan. The second Taisvis says the mezuzah is the same like tzitzis, that also after 30 days the chiv d'abonim because it's nearest kishaloi. Shulchan Aruch, Yerideyas and Reish Pevav and Hilchas Mezuzah, is brought down the halacha, Seicher, Bayis, Bechutz La'aretz, Vadav, Punik, Vetzal, Potim, and Mezuzah, Shloshim Yom. The halacha is Potim, and Mezuzah, Shloshim Yom. He's Potim, and Mezuzah, the first 30 days. The Nachlas Tzvi, and Shulchan Aruch is Medayik, that's mashma, even if he rented the house for a year or more, he rented the house for more than 30 days. The first 30 days he's part of a mezuzah, he's not neschayiv until after 30 days. He says that's the mashmoyis of the mechaber, and that's the mashmoyis of the lashon habraisa, kol shloishim yoyim potter, the first 30 days he's part. But Dr. Achasui, ulam besidda tfilas lagoyim ilisa, in the siddur of the nesivis says that if someone knows that he's renting it for more than 30 days, then he's chayiv miyad. Gemara means that if he's only renting it for 30 days or less, then he's potter. It's a shir in how long he's renting it. If he's renting for more than 30 days, then he's chayiv miyad. Talk to Nachas Tzvi that the Nesivis is the chayra going according to the Tzad of Taisis by us, that the shir of 30 days is that's when it's considered a dira. That's when it's a kviyas of a dira. It's nothing to do with Maras Ayin. That's a kviyas of a dira, like the first Tzad of Taisis by us. And he says there's nimshach achalosh and ashach, that shachin. Yeri day the and Allah also quotes Lashon Taisvis till 30 days. Ain't a nikra dayan dira. It's not called dira till 30 days. After 30 days, considered dira. So according to that, the Nesivis went and said, if that's the swara, so if he rents it, if he's renting it for more than 30 days, so it has a chashivas of a dira, so it gets the chashivas of a dira miyad. He doesn't have to wait till after the 30 days. It's considered a dira. Something that he's living in more than 30 days is considered a dira. That's not the Iker Teretz of Taisvis. Taisvis in other places in Shas comes out and the Rosh that the Iker is that a Seich is only Mechuyiv Medrabonon, Medrais is Potter because it's not his house, and Medrabonon is Chayiv after 30 days because it's nearest Kishaloi. Mele Zokta, according to that Teretz of Taisvis, there's no makom to say that if he's renting it for more than 30 days, he should be Chayiv Miyad. It's only after 30 days when it becomes nearest Kishaloi, when there's a Maris Ayin, that's when he's in Chayiv Mezuzah. Till 30 days, he's potter from mezuzah. Nachal Svi continues, however, that if a person wants to make a bracha before 30 days, he brings in Pischa Tshuva B'Shem Eishel Avram, that we'll see, there's a question by Talas Shu'ula, that some Rishonim say by Talas Shu'ula, the Rosh brings such a tzad, that even though Talas Shu'ula is potter from tzitzis, but if somebody wants to wear it with tzitzis, he can go ahead and wear it and make a bracha. Just like Noshim, that a potter from Mitzvah Aseishas Mangrama, if they go ahead and do a Mitzvah Aseishas Mangrama, they take a lulav, they make a bracha according to Ben Tam and a lot of Rishonim. Means even though he's potter, he can make a bracha on any mitzvah v'oisa. So the Rishonim that are Medama, the same thing with Talas Shu'ula, the Rosh, that if somebody wants to go ahead and wear Talas Shu'ula with tzitzis, he can make a bracha on it as any mitzvah v'oisa. So Dr. Achal Stree Meshem de Eishel Avram, that according to that, even though he's part of the first 30 days when he's living in the Bayis Sechura, but if he wants to go ahead and make the bracha before, he can make Alta Eide B'tzuva V'Oise. But Zokta Nachas Tzvi, it could be it's not Kedai, it's not a Tzushtal, it's not a Dimyon to Talas Shula and to Luluv. It's not Kedai over here, because over here a person only makes the bracha on Mezuzah once. And if he's going to make the bracha now, then he's not going to be able to make it later when the 30 days comes. So it comes out, he's making a bracha, b'zman he's a einim mechuyev, he's a einim mitzuva, and he's losing out the bracha as a mitzuva. So it may be better to wait till the 30 days and make the bracha as a mitzuva. And to take it down and put it back up, he says that's not a eitzah, because that's not mechayev a new bracha. Meili says, tzorachin, if it's kedai for a person to make the bracha now as a einim mitzuva voice. Another interesting shaili, he finishes up there with the Nachas Tzvi. Says Oigesh Lachkar, if a person was renting a house and then he went ahead and bought it off the owner. So it comes out until now he had a chiv and rabbanon. After 30 days we're saying is a chiv rabbanon at Maras Ayin. And now that he was koine, now he became a chiv deraisa. He's mesupik Nachas Tzvi, if that's mechayiv to make a second bracha. Now that he was neschayiv and a chiv deraisa, maybe he's tzorach levorach sheinus al mezuzah because he got a bigger chiv now. The Nachas Tzvi is mesupik about that. Betalas Shula is a Rosh in Per Kolobosa Simchavav and Chulin that he brings Taka Royaim Rabbeinatam that Noshim can be Mavorach and Sukkah and Lulav, even though the Pturais at Einim Mitzuva Isa they can make a bracha. So he says that people want to say that you can make a bracha on a Talas Shula also. Bimadamit Rabbeinatam. Rosh says, Leidomim, Kawaka Leidomim, the Talas Shula, you can be Mechalik. The Shar Mitzvahs Odom Acha Chayiv Ben. The Elu Paturim Mishum Shinoi Shiesh Ben Gansuma Veisha. The Locha Kol Odom Potter B'Shein Shaloi. So when Tam is talking about mitzvahs that other people are Mechuyiv, just this particular person is Potter because of Isha. Masha'enkin over here, Kol Odom Potter B'Shein Shaloi. Everyone is Potter in such a oifen it doesn't pass to make a bracha. Now, the Chayiv could have said that the beggar is a beggar which is Potter, just like nobody would say that you'll make a bracha. For as a inam mitzuba voice on a beggar of gimel kamfis or kedoyma a beggar which is potter, you could have said a talas shula. This beggar is potter. It sounds like from the Rosh not that way. That talas shula is not something be'etzim about the beggar. That's not shaykh to mitzvah tzitzis. It's just that the Torah is only mechayev you to put tzitzis on your begadim, begadim that don't belong to you. There's no chiyev on. So he's saying even though there's no chiyev, it could be like a inam mitzuba voice. The Rosh is mechalik, that there's no raya, ain't a mitzvah v'oisa, that the Rambam says can make a bracha as a circumstance, which is mechayiv a bracha, just this person can't make a bracha. But such a circumstance, that for any person is not mechayiv a bracha, is, you have no raya from the Rambam that you can make a bracha in such a case. And still on that, the Rosh, at the end, says, afa pikein ha-mavarech le-hifsid. He says, even though I'm saying this svara, still ha-mavarech le-hifsid. If somebody wants to make a bracha, he has what to be saymachan. Ha-mavarech le-hifsid. Rosh there continues, and he says that the whole din, the Talas Shu'ula is Potter, is only if somebody borrowed a beged. Talas Shu'ula means he borrowed a beged without tzitzis. That he's Potter from putting tzitzis on that beged. Mashenkin, if somebody has a Talas Mitzuyetzis, a Talas that has tzitzis on it already, and he lent him that Talas, so the Rosh adaita the Hoch Yeshilu Leishivori Chalel. That's what the person lent him for. It's a Talas, it's meant to be used for the mitzvah. It was lent to Madaita the Hachi that he should make the brach on it. That means, Dr. Rosh, it's Kilo Noisle Matonam and Aslahachse. You assume that the person gave it to him for whatever kinyan he needs to be yoyt to the mitzvah, as if he gave it to Matonam and Aslahachse. Just like he brings the Gemara by an ovel, if somebody lends him a chaluk when he's on the way to a mace, and somebody lends him a shirt, that you say that he has Rishus to rip it, even though he didn't give him Rishus beferish, since he knows he's going for that. It's Kilu, he gave him Rishus. The Rosh continues a step further. He says that even if the person did not give you the Talas Mitzuyetzis, if a person needs a Talas and he sees his friend's Talas laying there, he could take it even below Yediya and be Mvarach on it, because the Klal Nichalei Le'inish Lameved Mitzvah Moine, a person would want you to do a mitzvah with his mamon, so he would want you to be kainet with whatever kinyan you need. According to the Rosh, Matanam Nasalachse, to be Zeicher, it shouldn't be a Talas Shula. As another Rosh in Halachas Ketanis, in Halachas Tzitzis, in Simen Beis, that he's discussing the din of Ksus Yoyim, Mischayiv B'Laila, Machlokes is the Rosh to Rambam for Ksus Yoyim is Chayiv Belayla. So he says, and there was a minig in Ashkenaz when they got up early for Slichas, and it's still night outside, and the Shliach Tzibur has to put on a talis. So he would borrow a talis from somebody else because he didn't want to get into the Sufik bracha of making a bracha on a Ksus Yoyim at night. So therefore he put on a talis shula from someone else. The talis shula is potter l'chol deis, because of our Gemara, talis shula is potter from tzitzis the first 30 days. The Rosh says on that it's a toyis, toyim heim, because it says, this a talis shula is potter is only when you borrow a beged, she'enim tzuyetzis, potter from putting tzitzis on it. If you borrow a talis tzuyetzis, tzorech l'vorech, then of course you have to make a bracha, v'chem etzosish kosa bala itur, like the Rosh says in Chulin, that if someone borrows a talis mitzuyetzes, there's no patur of talis shul on that, then he's mevarach on it. And kiveig and shulchan aruch, simen yudalid, sifkaten on the talis, going on the talis of katan dalid, who brings this rush, he says he doesn't understand the rush. L'chay the rush is sorachi in God, what is he saying? Toyim heim. The rush is whole svar in sechta chulin, that a talis mitzuyetzes is different, he says, because the person gave it to him al das, to be mekayim the mitzvah. So he probably gave him whatever kinyan he needs to be mekayim the mitzvah. Gave it him a tonim naslachse. Mashenkin over there, he says the whole purpose why they were dafka wearing a talis shula is because they didn't want to be nichnas to the safik brach of ksus yoyim at night. So they dafka did not want to be mekayim the mitzvah with it. So how can you say that minastam the person is being mezakatim kadesh be mekayim the mitzvah with it? That the reason why they're borrowing someone else's talis because they want a talis shula which is potter from tzitzis. So you can't apply the Rosh's whole svar. And Kvega says it's tzarchin. What the Rosh is why the Rosh is saying toyim him. Taz and Simon Yudalad speaks out that even according to the Rosh's svar, that a person does make a brach on a talis mitzuyetzis that he borrowed. It's only a talis of mitzvah. A talis that's meant for mitzvah, like our talises that we wear. We're not wearing it for the purpose of a beged. We're wearing it only for the mitzvah. But what if somebody has a beged which happens to be dalad kamfis? And he put on tzitzis on it. He has some type of a jacket or a shirt, which is dalat kamfis. He put on tzitzis on it. And the person borrowed that malbush. Zoktataz, in such a case, the Rosh would be moidri, you don't make a bracha, because of talas shula. Because you can't say that minastam, the person's lending him for the kiyum mitzvah, and he gave him whatever kinyan he needs for the kiyum mitzvah. It's not mukhi, he's lending him for the kiyum mitzvah. Maybe he's lending him just because he needs the beggar to wear. The Rosh is only talking about such a beggar that's meant miyuchid, only for the kiyum mitzvah. Then the Taz brings the Mashal. The Mashal is matvi on the whole Rosh. He says he doesn't understand the Rosh's dimyan. Rosh medamet to the case of Kriya by an oval that someone lent the shirt to someone going to a mace that you assume he gave him the kinyan to be kereyit. And the same Muslim exact Mashal we find by Esrig that if someone lends his friend an Esrig to a person lends his friend an Esrig on the first day Yontif, you say that he's probably giving it to him, Matana Manas Lahachzir, to be Yates with it. Mashal says in those two cases, it's because the person has no choice. It's the Yafshe B'Lavachi. The person that has to do Kriya has to do Kriya. He has to do Kriya on what he's wearing. And the person that needs to take an Esrig, he's Mechuyiv to take Wolf and Esrig today. Mashaykin, Metalis Shulah, there's no Chiv to wear Tzitzis. If you're wearing a beggar of Dalat Kamfis, which is Mechuyiv and Tzitzis, then you have a chiv tzitzis, if the beggar is potter, and the beggar is potter. So how could the Rosh say that the person is behechrich giving it to him to be mekayim the mitzvah? The person doesn't have a necessity to be mekayim the mitzvah. He doesn't have to be mekayim the mitzvah. So it's not a dimming to those cases where the person has a need to be mekayim the mitzvah. So Meir Mashal says, Roy l'chol yirei shabayim, shlo yilbish talas she'ena shaloi, yishperish, should not wear talas shula, because the Rosh's svar is not so clear. If he doesn't have another choice, he should wear without a bracha. And that's the achra of a lot of the poskim the Mishnah Berurah brings, that a talis shula, a person should wear without a bracha. Mishnah Berurah continues there in Simon Yudal, Sifkot and Yudalif, that this din, that the poskim of Machriya, not like the Rosh, not to make a bracha on a talis shula, is only when you borrow from a ish prati, from a private person. But if you have a tzibur, the katalis, you have a talis that belongs to the kol, it's meant for everybody to use when they're oil the Torah, that's a bigger svara to say that you should make a bracha for two reasons. First of all, because it's considered a talis ashutfin, which is mechuyiv and a bracha. It's not a talis sheula. It's a talis ashutfin, it's owned jointly by everybody in the kehila. and Talas Shutfin and Schaiven and Bracha. And the Oid, it was bought, Adaita Dahachi, that each person should be Zeichin at the time when he needs to use it. The Kehila bought Adaita Dahachi, each person should be Zeichin when he needs to do the mitzvah with it, when he needs to be Eil the Torah. Just like by an Esrig, that they used to have an Esrig of the Kehila, and it was bought, Adaita Dahachi, each person should be Zeichin when he needs to be Yitzah. So in such a case, it's more of a swara to make a bracha. Over there, Dr. Rishabru, Lukuli Abni, can make a bracha. Mehai time he brings from the Shari Ephraim, the Bir Alacha says that he says it's better when a person's oil of Tairo is going up to the Shatz or to Duchin, better he should borrow a private talis from a private person than to use the calls, the katalis, because the private person, he could go with the Achrav, the Poiskim, not to make a bracha, but once he takes the talis of Tzibur, then it's already a question of a bracha, and he might have to be misatif Karoi, he has to be misatif properly. And the Shari Ephraim says, even according to Rishonim, that's said that ituf is not ma'akiv. You don't need ituf for the bracha. But over here, we're just wearing it just for a few minutes, just for covered ba'alma, just to cover the Torah, or cover the aliyah, or cover the duchening. So that's even less than just not being misatif. So it could be the kuli alma yipater. So really, you get into a big suffix of a bracha. Zok the Shari Ephraim is more kedai to take a talis from an ish prati bar from a person talis. Bir Alacha himself is mefakpik very much on the Shari Ephraim Sora, that putting it on just for cover a Torah is not enough to be mechayiv. He says Pashtus, it should be enough to be mechayiv, and we hold you don't need ituf, so you should be able to make a bracha without a problem on the talis shalkol. But at the end, he says he found another achren also from that the Behetiv brings that says the same svar as the Shari Ephraim. The Meilah Bir Alacha blibes Tzorchin, if it's Kedai to make a bracha on the Talis Shalkol, which belongs to the whole Tzibur. The second halacha of the Rosh, that the Rosh adds, that not only when a person lends you the Talis, he says he's lending it to you al das to be Zeichin it, to be Yitzin it, a person can even go and take Talis Chaveire by himself, and assume that the person's Nichel Elinish Lamevet Mitzvah Mamoine, and he could go and be Mekayim the Mitzvah with it. And the Mechaber Paskins like that, and Simon Yudalit, Tziv Dalit, that Mutalito Talas Chaveiro El Vorechala. This is a big tumult in the Poiskim, that Taz and Morgan of Rome ask a stira, that in Hilchas Lulav, in Simon, Tafresh Mem Tes, Ramah brings the Trumas Hadeshan and Simon Kuf, that he has a question, and Trumas Hadeshan has a question, if somebody walks into the shul and he doesn't have a Lulav and Esrik, and he sees his friend's Lulav and Esrik laying there, so Trumas Hadeshan says he could take it and be yetsu with it because nichele l'inish l'mevet mitzvah v'moyne, there's no problem of shayol shlomi das gazlin, because probably the person wants you to do a mitzvah with his mamin in something that's not going to be miskalkal, something that's not going to get ruined from using it. And Trumas Hadeshan says that only works for shayol yamin, for the rest of the days of Sukkos. The first day of Sukkos, where you need lachem, then you can't go and take someone else's lulav with the cheshmen of Nichle Inish Levin Mitzvah Moine. And Ramah Paskins like that in Tafresh Mem Tes, that on Shai Yamim, a person could go and borrow his friend's Lulav without asking him because of Nichle Inish Levin Mitzvah Moine. The question is, why doesn't it work for the first day? Trumas Hadeshan doesn't say clearly why it only works for Shai Yamim. So there seems to be two Havanas here in the Taz and Magen Avram and Simon Yudalid. The Taz starts off that the reason is that this svara nichle l'inish l'mevet mitzvah m'mayne is not a strong enough chazaka to be seimechon for a deraisa. It's only for shay yam, which is a drabonon. Only for shay yam, which is a drabonon, you can be seimechon that. The Meilah of Taz has tzorchi and rav liyashiv. So how over here could you go ahead and make a bracha? It says, bishlei, but to wear the talis, you can wear it. But to make a bracha, you're shayl of a bracha latola, shayl of a deraisa. So how can you be seimechon on the svara of Nichle Linish Mevet Mitzvah Moine? We're saying over there for the first day of Sukkot, the Torah doesn't help. He says, Tzorchi and Rav Liyashiv. Morgan Avram here in Yudalid, in Simon Yudalid, seems to have a different understanding in the Trumas Hadeshan, that the Torah of Nichle Linish Mevet Mitzvah Moine is just that the person is not a Gazlan. You can't call him Shoyo Shlemin Das Gazlan because the person would be happy to let him use it. So he's not a Gazlan, but that doesn't make a Kenyan. It's not considered that you have here a das makna because nichle l'inish l'mevet mitzvah, because he would have gave it to you They can't make a das makne. So maybe the first day of Sukkot, when the lulav has to be lechem, so you have to have the person should actually be makne to you. Shake the shay yomim, as long as the lulav is not gzula, you yaitza. So if you say it's nichel and nishlam ebbe mitzvah meini, it's not gzula. So the Magen Avraham is also miskasha here, in Simon Yedalad, that lechayra, over here we were saying talis shu'ula is potter, means the only talis that has a chiyiv is a talis that belongs to you. It's not enough that it's not gzula. If you borrow a talis, it's also potter. So what does it help the Rosh Hashvara, nichel and nishlam ebbe mitzvah meini, if we're saying from the Tumas Hadesh, and the nichel and nish just makes that it's not gzula. It doesn't make that there's a kinyan here. Over here, you need a kinyan. In order for the talis to be in a schayv, you need a kinyan. So, frekta magen avraham, how in the world can you make a bracha on a talis with nichle l'inish l'mev and mitzvah v'mayne? Who was makna to you the talis? So, frekta magen avraham, a teretz. Mitzorah chloima, kvash ksav l'el, dafak av depotter b'tzitzis, ashoi l'vorach k'boy anoshim. Dr. Magen avraham, you have to say that the mechaba means you're making a bracha just like noshim, as a ena mitzvah v'oise. It's taka still a talis shula. When you take someone else's talis with nichle l'inish l'mev and mitzvah v'mayne, it's still a talis shula. Be making a bracha like Noshim because the Rosh said over there, I'm a baruch lehifsid, that you can make a bracha al tzeira mitzvah v'aisa. It's a very shver teretz to Magen Avraham because the Rosh himself was not so happy with that bracha. He just said, I'm a baruch lehifsid. Over here, the Rosh says, you could go to chatchila and take your friend's talis and make a bracha on it. But upon it, the Magen Avraham learns that this bracha here is only al the din of eina mitzvah v'aisa. And Kivegan Shulchan Aruch, and this Ninan Morgan Avram says, Lanias Daiti Yesh Lodin Beituva. He says, it's not so posher at all, this Ninan Morgan Avram. Kivegan says there, he assumes that if a talis Shu'ula is potter to put on tzitzis, that's poshet, that if someone has his own talis, his own baget, and he'll borrow chutim to put on to his baget, that if the chutim or the tzitzis themselves are Shu'ulim, is Avada going to be posel? Is of course going to be possible. If you're saying a shu'ula is part of mitzitzis, so the chutim shu'ula mazicha, not main yonah tachi of tzitzis, and a person can't pater his beged with chutim shu'ulam. And Mele Zakhtim Kiveige, the whole din that when talis shu'ula is chayiv medabon al achel amid yoim, to put on tzitzis, and if a person has a talis mitzuyetzes, lachash loishim yoim, so that means the talis is shol and the chutim are also shol. So they're all going to, it's going to be chayv mit rabbanon, it's going to be niftim mit rabbanon, it's going to be kveg. It's chayv mit rabbanon because the Mara sign looks like it's shaloi. As much as it looks like it's shaloi, so it looks like the chutim are also shaloi. So as much as he's chayv, he was nifta with the chutim. But if someone has a real chayv, he's not going to be nifta with chutim shulim. Meila zaktim kveg over here, teich shloishim yoim, when you went and borrowed someone else's talis, nichle, nidish, lamevet, mitzvah, moinei. So it comes out the way the Magen Avraham is saying the talis is not mechuyev b'chlal because nichel elinish l'mevet mitzvah meini can't give you a kinyan. It still remained the talis which is potter al shu'ula, and you're going ahead and making a bracha because einem mitzvah v'ois like noshim. How can you make a bracha? Zok b'kveger the chutim ashulim also. The chutim ashulim is not daimed to noshim. Noshim can make a bracha on something that everybody else is mechuyev in. Does this person is potter because of isha? But over here you have a beged. You have a beged with tzitzis that are not kosher for someone who would be a bar chiyuva. It's not kosher for someone to be a bar chiyuva. And it's teich shloishim yoim, so you don't have the chiyuv drabanan either. You don't have the din of maris ayin of nira kishaloi. So you have your beged which is potter mikol v'kol. How can you go ahead and make a brach on it? K'moy noshim. So the kveg is yesh lodin beituva and this din in the Magen Avraham. Chochmas shloimere and Shulchan Aruch and Simon Yudalid asks on the din of the Magen Avraham that says that you're being mevorich like Noshim on the Talas Shula, when you borrow the Talas Shula from Nichol Elin Shalav and Mitzvah Moinei, brings from the Derech HaChayim, from the Nesivis, that he asks, so why can't you do the same thing over there by Lulav? By Lulav, the Ramah says you can only take a Chai Yomim. Why can't you take it the first day and make a bracha on it as a Mitzvah Vaisa? Make a bracha like Isha makes a bracha on a Lulav. Chachoshleim is Mechalik, that it's Cholok, by Lulav, we have a Chiv, a person has a Chiv to take Dal Minim, so even after he takes this one, which is Shaul, and he's Eidim at Tzuba V'Oisa, he's still Oymen in his Chiv to get one which is his, and he should make a bracha on that. So Meila Zokta, you can't go ahead and make a bracha on this one, Eidim at Tzuba V'Oisa, if you're going to have to go a second time afterwards and get your own Lulav and Esrig and make a bracha on it. Vashaykin, he says in Echanami, if we're talking in a situation where the person
will knows he's never going to get a lulav mishaloi that day, and maybe he could take use it the first day also. But by us, by talis, the person's not mechuyev b'chal to wear a talis with tzitzis. The whole mitzvah of talis is kiyubis. If he wears it, he's mechuyev with tzitzis. So mele, he could go ahead and take a talis shula and make a bracha on the eidim mitzvah ice, like the Magen Rav says, because he's not going to be mechuyev afterwards to go and get one which is his. To make a bracha that has a mitzvah vaisa. There's another kasha, this Indian that the Paiskim speak about, the Taz brings in over here, that there's a Rosh and Masechta Kedushin. If someone lends his friend his tabas to be Mekadosh and Isha with it, then the Kedushin is a Kedushin, because you assume that he lent it to him with whatever Kenyan he's going to need for the Kedushin to be kosher. So he gave it to him with a Matana Manas Lahachse. So, in fact, Taz, you should say the same thing over here. Why are we saying the Tumas Hadesh and Ramah that on the first day you're not Yoytzel Lulav with it? Because the first day you're not Yoytzel Lulav with it, because the first day you need Lechem. And Bechal, we say, Esrug Shol is Gepaskin the first day. When a person lends his friend the Esrug, he's not Yoytzel with it the first day. Why don't you say the same thing like by Kedushin? That when he lends it to him, he probably lent it to him, that he should have whatever Kenyan he needs to be Yoytzel the Mitzvah with it. You got Ephraim and Simon Tofresh Nunches discusses the Shiloh also. And he says we have to be mechalik between Kedushin and where it says Lechem. But Kedushin doesn't say, the Torah doesn't say a Tanai of Lechem. It just, the case of Kedushin just has to be yours simply. There shouldn't be Gzela, that you should have the allowance to use it for Kedushin. So over there you say that even if the person is not familiar with Halacha, the Noisein, who gave it to him doesn't know that he has to be maknat him, but since if he would know that he has to be maknat him, he would be maskim to be maknat him, he would agree to be maknat him, so that's good enough that he has the reshus of the Bailam to use it for Kedushin, that's called that he was mekadish with something that he has a right to use for Kedushin. Mashenke by Lulavud is because there's a kosov that you need lechem, then it's not enough to say that if the person would know the halacha, that it has to be yours, he would be maknat to you. The fact is, right now, he wasn't maknat, so it can't be considered lechem. That's the chilek. The Ephraim is mechalek there, and he says it's tzorachin. He's trying to explain a magen ram there, but it says mekomokim dina linyan kedushin tzorachin. That what exactly is the chilek here between kedushim and lulav? More at the end of the amud brings the memory from Avsheshes. Kol sheinim niach tefillin oiv b'shmei nasei v'chol sheinim litzitzis bebigdo oiv b'chamisha sei v'chol koyin sheinim oiv leduchin oiv b'gimel sei. A koyin who does not go up to the duchin to be mevarech b'chas koyinim is oiv b'gimel asei. Taisus goes through the drashas there. Taisus brings that dafke k'sha'oim maloi, the only time a koyin is oiv if he was called to be oila. They called out kahanim, they called him to be oila. That's when he's oiv. And Taisus brings the drasha in the Gemara in Perek El Namorim and Soita that shnayim nekro koyinim v'loi koyin echad. That we only call out Kehanim to two Kehanim, not to one Kohen. Mikol Mokem Ma'im Rebbein Etam Shafilu Kohen Echad Oilu L'chol HaPachas B'Drabanan. Taisa, even though the Gemara says you don't call out to one single Kohen, only if there's two Kehanim, but still he's Oilu by himself without being called Kehanim. L'chol HaPachas B'Drabanan. Taisa says at least B'Drabanan. The Lashon Taisa L'chol HaPachas B'Drabanan would sound like Taisa had a suffix if the Chiv for one Kohen to be Mevorich is there Iso Dabonon? Taisin is at least Mechuyiv Midabonon. There's a big shaila about this. Nachroinim, the Prichodosh and Simon, Kuf Chavches, Nochs and Sias Kapayim, brings the Loshin from the Knesset Gedoyla, who says, Yeshoimim Sheechad Einim Vorach Asher Kedeshonu. Some say that if it's just one Koyin Duchening, you should not say Asher Kedeshonu, because he doesn't have a Chiyuv. Maschli Yivrecha, he just starts from Yivrecha. But he brings the Meram Mintz, says that he has to make a bracha. Says the Gemara in Sait that it's Memayit. One Koyin is only Me'amira Ismayit. He's only Memayit him from the Amir, from calling him. Avo Metzuvah Vo'oymi Levorech, Bein Echad Bein Shnaim, Imkein Lomele Yivorech. Says he has the same Chiv to be Mevorech Yisrael, whether he's one Koyin or two Kehanim. The Gemara is just saying that he doesn't have the din of Omer Lehem to call out to them. And he brings the Lashon of our Taisvis in Perikat Chelis, Daf Mem Dalet, the Tais would sound like it's only with Rabbanon, that it's taken out of Chiv Gomer, with their eyes on one Koyin, to be Oila. But he says the Lashon Tais sounds like Tais was saying it's not muchach. Tais is l'chol apachas darbanon. But it could be Beikir Tais is holds the rice. Tais is saying yet you don't have a raya more than to say it's darbanon. It's at least a chiv darbanon. And even if it's a chiv darbanon, the Prichadish says it makes no difference. You should still say a shekah d'shan. We make brachas on the mitzvah darbanon also. Rakapanim is mesupik in the Lashon Tais. If Tais means to say that the chiv is only darbanon when it's one. Or Tais is saying it's at least Rabbanon, but Mustami is Mechayv Midaraisa also, and the Miut is only a Miut from Amira, like the Rav Mintz Nemzon, Mechas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Birchas Kain and Mitzvah Shinayin Ches, speaks out that this Miut of Shnayim is also only on the Chiv Amira of calling them. But Avadr is a Mitzvah, just the Mechas Chinuch is Moisif. The only time a kohen is over, if he's not oyla, is only if he was called up. So memela the mitzvahs that say to be mevarach Yisrael is like a mitzvah kiyumus when he's not called up. That you'll have even by one kohen, he has the mitzvah deraisa if he goes and he's mevarach Yisrael. But the only time he's over, if he's not mevarach, is when he was called up. And that we have the gemara in sight that one kohen is not called up. And he says Taisa Menachas that says that it's midrabanan. What does Tais mean it's midrabanan? Mechas Chinuch is saying the mitzvah kiyumis you have midaraisa. So he says a chiddush that Tais means that midrabanan is a chiv. Tais means to say, Tais is talking about our gemara, that's talking about kohen she'eini oyla is over. Tais is saying that a kohen echad is over midrabanan. Midrabanan he has a chiv. But the key of mitzvah he says he would have even midaraisa. It's a little bit tzorachian on the Mechas Chinuch. How exactly could have a chiv and rabbanon if there's no chiv when you don't call him? There's no chiv. The whole chiv is only when you call him. There's cases in Shulchan Aruch that it could be they could tell him to go up, even if they don't say kehanim. Maybe Tais means in such a case that al kapanim he has a chiv and rabbanon by one kohen. The Mechas Chinuch is saying together the drasha the gemara inside says there's a smayit from the mitzvah chiyuvus that he's over if he's not mevarach. But he still has the key in Masay of being Mevorach Birchas Kohenim. The Taz in the beginning of Kuf Chav Ches is Meirich in this Inyan. He has a new Shita that by one Kohen, the Gemara means to say that there's a Chiv even without a Kriya. By two, you need a Kriya to be Mechayiv. By one, you're Mechayiv even without a Kriya. Ayin Shom and the Taz is Meirich in the Gedorim of this Inyan.
Menoches Daf Mem Dalet Omed Beis. The Mishnah starts at the top of the Amud, Hasoiles v'Hashemen im Akvines Hayayin in the Minchas Nesochim. We have three Chalokim, the Soiles, the Shemen, and the Yayin. Says the Mishnah, the Soiles and the Shemen are not Akiv the Yayin, v'lo Yayayin me'akvon. Tosfos in the Vamaschil Hasoiles points out that Lechir from the Loshon of the Mishnah is Mashma, that even though the Yayin is not Akiv, the Soiles and the Shemen, but the Soiles and the Shemen to each other are Yem Akiv, says Tosfos Mashma, Hosoiles v'shemen ma'akvina hadodi, and Tosfos asks, where should we know the halacha that by minchas nesochim, which is a minchas choivo, how do we know where's the mekoy to teach us this halacha that the soiles and the shemen of the mincha are ma'akiv each other? Says Tosfos, maybe the mekoy should be from a minchas nedove, which the Gemara earlier on in Chav Zayin Omed Aleph we learn out from a posuk that it's ma'akiv, and this is only a gilui milsa ba'alma that we can teach us also by Minchas Chuyva, is also Ma'akiv, just like a Minchas Nedove. The Radvaz in Maisa HaKorbonis, Peik Beis, Halacha Yud Beis, he suggests an interesting teretz to Tosfos Kasha, and says that the reason how the Mishnah over here knows that the Soiles and the Shemen are Ma'akiv each other, is because we always have a klal ul over Shas, that everything has to be Roy Lebila. The Gemara where it says, that the kol she'eino roi lebila bilo ma'akeves, even though the actual mixing of the soiles and the shemen together is not ma'akev, but it has to be at least roi lebila. Says the Radvaz a svarer that lechira, if the person's going to be bringing a michas nesochim by soiles by itself without any shemen, or the shemen without any soiles, then lechira, it is not roi lebila, and the klal is, you can't mix, there's nothing here to mix together, and the klal is that kol she'eino roi lebila is Bilo Ma'akeves, and this is the reason why the Havoah has to be with the Soiles and the Shemen together. This is the Svara that Radvaz uses over here, that this is the Makori because of the Aloha of Roi Lebila. Now, by MS, we have to understand, the Michas Avraham points out, that L'chaira, this is Shvei Onir Advaz, because the Gemara in Chav Zayin Omed Aleph, which traces quotes by the Minchas Nedova, but Emes does use a posuk to teach us this halacha that the soiles and the shemen are ma'akiv. So l'chaira, according to the Radvaz, is svara that if you only bring the soiles by itself or the shemen, then it's a problem of roi lebila. Why does the Gemara earlier by Minchas Nedova find it necessary to go and bring a makur to teach us this halacha? L'chaira, the same makur which we're going to say over here by Minchas Chuyva, we should use also by Minchas Nedova. Even though normally we have a halach of Roy Lebila, one has to say that this is only after the droshes, which tell us that the havor of a mincha has to be soiles and shemen, and the ma'ak of each other. But if not for this halacha, which Tosis says by us, by minchas chivo, is learned from a minchas nedova, then by emes will be no such halacha that it has to be Roy Lebila. Since the ikah havor, he's only bringing soiles, or he's only bringing shemen, therefore there will be no aloch of Roi Lebila, and this din is only after we know already the Makur teaching us that there has to be a Havor of Soiles and Shemen. This is what Tosfos Kasha is, that where should the Makur be by Minchas Chivo, and Tosfos says we should learn this out from a Minchas Nedov. Now moving into the Gemara brings down the Breisa, Machloikas, between Rebbe and Rabbonon, and the Maskonis HaGemara, the Gemara explains that the machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbanon in the Seder HaKrove of the Minchas Nesachim, whether we bring the Mincha first or the Nesachim, is discussing a case where the Minchas Nesachim was Bo Bifnei Atzmoi. He's coming by himself. He was not Niskadish with the Shchitas HaZevach. So any time when the Shchitas HaZevach was not Mekadish the Nesachim, it has a halacha of a Mincha Bo Bifnei Atzmoi, and Bemes, even if it will be on the same day also, even though the Lashon of Rabbeinu Gershon by us is mashma, that only when it comes on a different day, then it has a locha of a bo bifnei atzmoi, but the Biskirov over here points out that the chira, any time when the kedusha of the shechita was not mekadish the nesachim were not there yet, then it has a locha of a minchas nesachim aboim bifnei atzmoi, it's not dafke because they brought the next day. And on says the Gemara that the machlikas of Rebbe and Rabbonon is discussing a case where the minchas nesachim was bo bifnei atzmoi, because if it's bo im hazevach, it was niskadish, she became kodosh together with the shchitas hazevach, then everyone agrees there's a locha of oilo mincha, the mincha has to come straight after the oilo, and only afterwards we do the nesachim. Masha'in came by bo im bifnei atzmoi, then we have a machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbonon, and the Gemara explains that even the Rabbonon say that just like normally we have oilo mincha, so too by bo im bifnei atzmoi. Masha'in came Rebbe holds that in the case of boim bifnei atzmoi, we prefer to be makriv the yayin first, because the nesachim have a adifus, they have a maila over the mincha, since oimim shira alayu, we say shira on the nesachim, like the Gemara says in Erichin, Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, like Rashi brings down, and therefore, this has a maila which tells us that the yayin should be brought in the nesachim before the akrova of the mincha. So this is the machlikas, Rebbe and Rabbonon, in the case where the minchas nesachim is bo bifnei atzmoi. Now Tosfos in Devar Maschil Kiven is ma'orer already from the Gemara in Erichin Yud Beis Med Aleph, that since the old svara of Rebbe telling us that the yayin should come first, the reason is because of the svara of shira, because we say shira ala yayin, and this gives the yayin a adifus and a kedima over the minchas nesachim, says Tosfos l'chaira, the Gemara in Erichin Yud Beis Med Aleph has a shaila whether a shira is said by a korban of a minchas nesachim, which is bo bifnei atzmoi. The Gemara says, it could be only by a korban of the minchas nesachim, which is bo im hazevach as shira. But if it's bo im bifnei atzmoi, even by a korban tzibur, af al pi kein is no shira. Says the Gemara, that the svar is, we need to have a chila and a shtir. Memela, if it's only bo im bifnei atzmoi and there's no korban, it could be there's no shira. L'chaira asks Tosfos, will come out that the Gemara over here, which says that Rebbe is discussing a korban minchas nesachim abo bifnei atzmoi, how does Rebbe tell us that there's a maila of shira in the yayin? In this case, bechlal the Gemara has a shaila in the Gemara Yerichin whether we say shira if it's bo bifnei atzmoi. Answers Tosfos en chanami, even if actually there's no shira because of bo bifnei atzmoi, but since if it would have been coming with a zevach, then it would have the maila of shira. So Mameila, this gives its adifos, even if practically it was come bifneatzi, came bifneatzmoi, since if it was roi al koponim to have a shiur, and this alone is enough of a maila according to Shitas Rebbe. This is how Tosfos explains our Gemara. Now, be'emes, the same story of Tosfos, we can use in a case where the minchas nesochim, which are boim bifneatzmoi, they were koriv balailo. The aloha of the Gemara says that minchas nesochim can be brought also by night, if it's boim bifnei atzmoi. Now, if the minchas nesochim was koriv balailo, is brought by night, then the Gemara says in Erichin Yud Aleph Amed Aleph that there's no shira at all by night. The Gemara says makapora bayoim af shira bayoim. Even though the Rambam doesn't bring mention such a halacha, the minchas chinuch in mitzvah yesh tzadik tes if cotton zayin, he's more on the Rambam that the Rambam doesn't bring down such a halacha. But says the minchas chinuch lechiris mafusha Gemara. That there's a halacha of shira has to be said dafke by day. So any akrova at night, there's actually not going to be any shira. So lechira, the Rebbe's svara, which Rebbe says, that the minchas nesochim aboim bifnei atzmon, the yayin comes first because of shira. If the akrova will be by night, one should say, that since there's no shira, now Rebbe should be moida to the rabbonon, that the akrova of minchas nesochim should come before the yayin. But according to the svara of Tosfos, that Tosfos says we don't actually need the shira bepoil, the actual shira, as long as it is roi to go and have a shira, if it would be bo ima zevach, memela, so to the svara by day, if it would be bo ima zevach, then we'll have a krova by day, and then it'll be roi le shira. So this alone is enough to give a maila and a adifos for the kedima, that it should be makdim, the yayin, before the minchas nesochim, even the quantum to Rebbe. Memela, Tosfos says the svara, when it comes by itself, and the same svara Tosfos Lachira applies even if the akrova of the Minchas Nesochim would be by night. So this is Lachira Yisoid in the Gemara over here and Svara of Shitas Rebbe, the way Tosfos understands that we do not actually need the Shira Bepoil, as long as it is Roi Lashira, this alone is enough to be Makdim Niyai. Now says the Chofetz Chaim in the Zevach Toido, Diva Maschil Ki Pligi, another Yesoidus Digger Nekuda on this Svar of Rebbe that the reason why we're Makdim the Yayin is because of Shira. Says the Chofetz Chaim, the Gemara in Erichin is Mavur over there in the Sugya in Daf Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, that the Alocha of Shira ala Yayin is only said by a Korban Tzibul. A Korban Yochid does not have any Shira. This is agreed upon, everyone agrees over there in the Gemara, that a Korban Yochid, there's no Shira on the Korban Yochid. Memela says the Chofetz Chaim, Lechiril will come out, that even though Rebbe over here says that we have to be makriv the yayin before the minchas nesochim, but this is only going to be relevant by a korban tzibul, a minchas nesochim which belongs to a korban tzibul, which has shira. Mashayin kein a korban yochid which does not have shira, even if it's ba'im azevach, even if we're going to be makriv the nesochim together with the korban, there's still no shira because only by a korban tzibul there's shira. Then Mameda, there'll be no machlikas Rebbe and Rabbonon, and Rebbe will also agree that a korban yochid, we have to be makriv the minchas nesochim first. Mameda comes out of chidush, even though it's no mention of this nekuda in the Gemara, but says the Chofetz Chaim lechira, on this taina of a korban yochid, we do not even have the svara of Tosfos, because if you look at the words of Tosfos, Tosfos explains that Rebbe needs to have the al koponim ish be roi leshira, if will be boim azevach. Al koponim has the efshor is the possibility that there could be shira said on these nesochim. So this only applies to a korban of a korban tzibul which has shira. Mashainkin a korban yochid, where even if it's boim azevach doesn't have any shira, memel it's not enough for Rebbe, and Rebbe will agree to the rabbonon, and the whole machlikas over here, Rebbe and rabbonon is only discussing a korban of a minchas nesochim, which is a korban tzibul. Mashainkin a korban yochid, which also needs a minchas nesochim, the Nesochim which a Yochid will bring, everyone will agree, even if it's Bob Ifnei Atzmoi, the Aloche is going to be that the Minchas Nesochim is before the Yayin. This is the Chofetz Chaim says in our Gemara. Now, by Emes, it comes out even a bigger Chiddush, because Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, Lamed Amud Beis, discusses the Aloche by a Korban Tzibul to bring the Nesochim later on, and Tosfos says that Lechira, even though it's Mashma in the Gemara, that the Aloche of Minchas Nesochim is not even lechatchila a din to bring them together with the zevach. One can lechatchila wait with the minchas nesochim and bring them ad asor yomim. You can bring them later on. There's no din even lechatchila. says Tosfos L'chayr, since by Kobin Tzibur there's a loch of Shir, and the Din Shir, the Gemara in Erichin, as we're discussing, is Mesupik, whether the Din Shir applies in a case where the Nesachim are born Bifnei Atzmon. Memela says Tosfos L'chayr, this alone should be a reason why we should be makpid Akoponim L'chatchile to bring the Nesachim Dafka together with the Korban, in order that we should be able to be Mekayim, the Mitzvah of Shira, since if they'll be brought later on, Bifnei Atzmon, it could be the Gemara says that maybe there's no Shira, and Memela, we're going to be Mevatel, the Mitzvah of Shira. So this says Tosfos by Korban Tzibur, there's definitely a Din L'chatchile that we should bring the Minchas Nesachim together with the Zevach, together with the Korban, in order to be Mekayim, the Mitzvah of Shira. This is what Tosfos says in Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, Lamed Omed Beis, that only by a Korban Yochid, one has the possibility even Lechatchila to push off the Akrova of the Nesachim. But by a Korban Tzibur, you have to do it Lechatchila with the Zevach in order to get the Din of Shira. So Memela will come out that in our Gemara, where we said from the Chofetz Chaim, the Gemara is only discussing a Korban Tzibur. But emes by a Korban Tzibur, there's normally no Hechatimtza, there's no case where the Nesachim are going to be born Bifnei Atzmoi. Because Tosfos says this is only a krova b'di'evet. So the whole Gemara by us, the Machlekes, and the Braisa of Rebbe and the Rabbonon, is only discussing a case of b'di'evet, where they didn't have any Nesachim, b'shas, the akrovas, a korban, and Memela, they only brought the Nesachim later on, and b'di'evet, there is a krova even by a korban tzibur of Nesachim bifnei atzmon, and on this, there's Machlekes, Rebbe and Rabbonon, whether in this case, by a korban tzibur of Nesachim aboim bifnei atzmon, is the Yain first, or is the Mincha first? But normally, in a normal case, L'chatchila, we should not really have any case of Nesachim, Aboim, Bifnei Atzmon, by a Korban Tzibur, and since our Gemara is only discussing a Korban Tzibur, because only there there's a Din Shira, Memela, this Gemara is only Negea by a Korban Tzibur of Akrova B'di'evet. This it comes out in the Gemara by us, L'chir, the way the Chofetz Chaim understands. Now, even though we mentioned that Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah says that the Korban Tzibur has to be brought L'chatchila together with the Minchas Nesachim, because in order to be Mekayim the Din of the Shira, the Rambam Minchas Tumidim Umusofim, Peyuk Beis, Halacha Yud Beis, he doesn't say such a halacha, and his mashma from the Rambam, that even L'chatchila one is allowed to go and be Ma'achir, he's allowed to push off the Akrova of the Minchas Nesachim, even by Korban Tzibur, like the Mishnah Melech over there points out, in Hilchas Tumidim Umusofim, Peyuk Beis, Halacha Yud Beis, that L'chayr, this is a machlokes between Tosfos and the Rambam. Says a Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Rish Tzadik Tes, Sivkot Vov, which is a Yisoid Negea also to our Tosfos, that could be, says a Minchas Chinuch, the Rambam disagreed with Tosfos Svarer, and Tosfos, even though Tosfos L'chayr has a very geshmak Svarer, that since if we're going to be bringing the Nesachim later on by themselves, we will not say Shira according to one Tzad in the Gemara in Erichin, this itself should be mechayavas to make sure that we should bring the Minchas Nesachim lechatchila by Korban Tzibur together with the Korban. Why does the Rambam not mention that there should be at least a din lechatchila to bring the Minchas Nesachim together with the Korban? Says the Minchas Chinuch, it could be the Rambam understands the Chiddush that even though the Gemara in Erichin has a sofik where the Minchas Nesachim aboim bifnei atzmoi has shiro, but it could be that the Rambam learns this is not discussing a case of a Minchas Nesachim, which is brought all the three Chalokim, Soiletz, Shemen, and Yain. The Rambam understands that the Gemara over there is discussing a case where only Nesachim are being brought. Only the Yain, like our Mishnah says, that the Soiletz and the Shemen, Im Akvines Yain. And the Rambam learns that the whole Shaila of the Gemara in Erichin, says a Minchas Chinuch, it could be is only referring to Avor of Yain, only when the wine itself was being brought. Masha'inkin, if you have a Minchas Nesachim with Soiles and Shemen, then, says the Rambam holds, that even if it's boim bifnei atzmoi, there also could be a locha of Shira. And Memela, the Rambam holds that there's no reason why we should, why by Minchas Nesachim of a Korban Tzibur, we should not allow the Kohanim to push off Lechatchila, the Havor, the Akrov of the Minchas Nesachim, since even later on, they can also have Shira if you bring the whole Minchas Nesachim together. Says the Minchas Chinuch, if we say that the Gemara in Erichin is only discussing the Yayin, but if you have a Minchas Nesachim, then there is a Din Shira, since it has Achila and Shsir, therefore there is a Din Shira, even according to the Gemara in Erichin, Memela Tmi Yushev also, our Tosfos Kasha, our Rebbe, by us in the Sugya, Tosfos asks on Rebbe that boim bifne atzmon is on shaila in the Gemara whether this shira and lechira, why is this enough to go and be makdim the yayin? And Tosfos says a svara, since it's roi to be boim azevach, it's roi le shira, even though actually there's no shira, says the Michas Chinuch, that if we say a chidush that according to the Rambam, the din of the Gemara in Erichin is only discussing the yayin, but if there's a minchas nesochim, then bemes there is shira. Mamela in our Gemara that we're bringing a minchas nesochim, even by boim bifnei atzmi, there's also shira. And this is the reason why Rebbe holds that the yayin should be first, since actually there is shira in a case where the minchas nesochim is brought also, not just the yayin by itself. This is the Michas Chinuch discusses. He says it's a chidush, and later on he says maybe this gufa depends on this machlokes between Rebbe and Rabbonon, and he's marich to be mechadish this chidush, and he says himself that Be'emes is a big chidush which he didn't find anywhere, to say that maybe the Gemara in Erichin is only discussing the Avah of Yayin by itself, but the din of Shira is said, even on Michas and Sochim, Abon Bifni Atzmoy, and this has an afkemin in our Gemara to answer Tosfos' kasha. Now, as we mentioned in Eker Gemara, the Gemara is mefurish that the whole machlekes, the maskona between Rebbe and Rabbonon, is only on a mincha which is bar bifnei atzmoi. But if it's bar im azevach, then everyone agrees there's a halacha of oilo mincha telling us that the akrova has to be done, of the akrova's hamincha has to be done before the yayin, oilo mincha, straight after the akrova of the korban oilo. Now this halacha we find also in the Gemara in Yume Lamedaled Omed Aleph. In the Braisa, the Gemara brings down Abaye Hoy Mesade Seda Amarocha, which we say in the morning. And the Gemara in that Braisa says that the Seda of the Akrovas HaTomid, the Korban Tzibur of the Korban Tomid every day, which also has a Minchas Nesochim, says the Braisa, Evoim LeMincha, Mincha LaChavitin, Chavitin LeNesochim, says the Braisa that he first makriv the Evoim HaTomid, later on we makriv the Soiles of the Minchas Nesochim with the Shemen, and later on, we take the yayin and we menasech the yayin. The achakach, the Gemara says, after the chavitin, then it comes the nesochim. The Rambam also paskens like this in Tmidim u'musafim perik vav alochehei. Now Tosfos over there in Yuma asks that why should we say that the seder of the mincha itself is first the mincha and only afterwards the yayin? L'chayu and l'chanami it says in the pasuk oylo mincha, but mitzad sheni it says also in the pasuk zevach u'nesochim. Why should it tell us the din that the mincha should come before the yayin? Asks the Kain Uriah Lechir, this is negative our whole Gemara. Our Gemara discusses over here Barichas the Psukim, and the Gemara comes out of Maskona that the din of Oilo Mincha, everyone agrees to that there's a halacha that when it's Boim Azevach, there's a halacha of Oilo Mincha, and the whole Shaila is only when it's Bar Bifni Atzmoi. Memele, a normal regular day where the Korban of Michas Nesochim is coming with the Korban of the Korban Tomid. And we said earlier that the Rambam holds Elechatchila, there's such a din by a Korban Tzibul. Memele, then of course this is our Gemara telling us that any time it's Bo Ima Zevach, everyone agrees as a halacha of Oilo Mincha, and this overrides the din of Zevach and Nesochim, like our Gemara explains. Memele says, okay, now you have to understand, Lechiri, why did Tosfos over there in Yuma, Lamedaled Omedalef, not make any mention of our whole Gemara, which is Mefurish, this halacha? This is the same din of the Gemara in Yuma, Lamedaled Omedalef. Now, in the Ikka Machloikas, between Rebbe and Rabbonon, by a Minchas Nesochim Aboim Bifnei Atzmoi, whether we're Makir first, the Yayin or the Mincha, the Biskerov over here is Mayrich in Chidushim to explain the Yesoid HaMachloikas, and he bases a Yesoid on the Akasha which the Achrinim ask on the Shitta of the Rambam. The Achrinim, the Karinuri over here, the Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Rish Tzadik Tes, Oizvav, which we mentioned above, the Chavetz Chaim also in Zevach Toido is Mayrich Diva Maschir VaHalocha, that if we look Be'emes in the Rambams, we do not find any mention in the Rambam of this machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbonon, even though we mentioned that the Rambam paskins is in Tmidim u'Musafin by the Akrovas HaTomid, when it's a Korban, Minchas Nesochim, Habo im Azevach, the Rambam tells us that the Halacha is the Mincha comes before the Yayin, but the machlekes of Rebbe and Rabbonon, which the Gemara's Maskona is referring to a Korban, Minchas Nesochim, Habo Bifni Atzmoi, the Rambam doesn't mention anywhere, how do we paskin Benigea, this machlekes Rebbe and Rabbonon, and he was mashmit, he left out the whole machlekes Rebbe and Rabbonon. The Kain Uriah says that if we look at the Ein Mishpat in Ois Hei, then we see that the Ein Mishpat tells us to look, his Metzayin, to the Rambam on this halacha to the Rambam in Tmidim and Musafim, Perik Vov, Halacha Ches. The Rambam over there is discussing the Halacha of Shira, and the Rambam paskins la Halacha that there's no Shira if the Musafim come by itself. This Rambam also paskins in Klei HaMikdosh, Perik Gimel Halacha Beis, and the Ketzev Mishnah over there explains that even though it's a Shaila in the Gemara in Erichin Yud Beis, but the Rambam paskins lekula that any time the Nesochim are born bifnei atzmon, we do not say Shira. So the Mishpat is the learning pshat in the Gemara over here, that the Rambam holds that since there's no Shira lemaskonon la'alocha on Nesochim are born bifnei atzmon, memela the alocha is not going to be like Rebbe, since the whole reason of Rebbe to be makdim the Yayin is only because of Shira, and since there's only discussing Yayin of a Minchas Nesochim Abon Bifnei Atzmoi, La Halacha anyway there's no Shira, Memela it comes out that the Halacha is not going to be like Rebbe, and the Rambam didn't find it necessary to tell us the Halacha, that according to the Rabbonon, they have to bring the Minchas Nesochim before the Yayin, since over here, since La Halacha there's no Shira on the Yayin, there's no reason no one's going to argue that the Minchas Nesochim comes before the Yayin. This seems to be how the Mishpat learns the Shita of the Rambam. But Be'emus, we already mentioned that Tosfos asked for this kasha, and Tosfos explains that even though there's no Shira, there's no actual Shira, but since it's roi to say Shira if it's boy mazevach, this alone is enough to be makdim, the Shira itself is enough of a maila that it should be makdim the akrova of the yayin over the minchas and the sochim, even in the case where it's bo bifnei atzmoi, ma'mela al-kaponim according to Tosfos for it, there's no reason to say over here that Rebbe, the Rambam should say that we don't paskin like Rebbe. And also, it's a big chiddush to say the Gemara in Erechin, which discusses this shaila, if there's Shira on the Sochim Abon Bifnei Atzmoi, this is not like Rebbe, because according to Rebbe, then it will be Muchach according to the Taina of the Mishpat, that the Shira is said on the Sochim Abon Bifnei Atzmoi. The Karnura discusses that he has a different Girsa in a Mishpat, and in his Girsa it says, Perik Yud Halacha Aleph, and he asks, there's no mention over there in the Rambam, Benigea or Sugya, and he discusses many different options, what the Mishpat means, which Rambam does he mean to bring down. Now, but the Minchas Chinuch, the one we mentioned earlier, Mitzvah Tzadik Tes, you've got involved, so too the Chavetz Chaim, in Zevach Toyodod, Matchil Halacha, and the Biskerov over here, they explain that Be'emes, if we look in the Rambam, we'll find this din of Al Gemara, which is mentioned later on in the Rambam, in Tmidim Musafim, Peyuk Tes Haloch Yud Aleph, and it seems that the Minchas Chinuch had actually this Girsa in the Mishpat. This is the way he quotes that the Mishpat is bringing down the Rambam in Peyuk Tes Haloch Yud Aleph. If we look over there in the Rambam over there is discussing the Halochas, which we find in Peyuk in Zvochim, Peyuk Kol Atodi, the Din Kedima of all Korbonos, which Korbonos come before the other, Echatos Kedim Lo'ilo, and one of the Korbonos, says the Rambam over there in Peyuk Tes, Menochos Koidim Leyayin. The Makoy of the Rambam is from a Tesefta in Zvochim Perik Yud Halacha Beis. It says over there in the Tesefta that if one has a Korban Mincha and the Mitzacheni has Yayin to be Makriv, the Korban Mincha comes first. Menochos Koidim Leyayin. Says the Minchas Chinuch, this is also being Koidol, this is including the Din of Minchas Nesochim, that when one has a Minchas Nesochim, which as we said has these two Chalokim, it has the Mincha and it has Yayin, then this is, the Rambam says a klal, that we always have the Halacha of Menochos Koidim Leyayin, Menochos always comes first, and this is Be'emes how the Rambam is telling us that the Halacha is like the Rabbonon who argue on Rebbe, and the Din is that Menochos is Koidim Leyayin, even by Minchas Nesochim. Now, but asks the Biskerov, L'chriya, this could not be the Mekor of the Rambam telling us that Halacha is like the Chachomim, because L'chriya, there's two different Shailas over here going on in the Sugya by us, the Machlikas of Rebbe and Rabbonon by the Minchas Nesochim, and the Dinim of the Rambam over there in Tmidim Umesofim Peyuk Tes, because our Machlikas, L'chriya, is a local Machlikas in the Seder Kedima of the Havor of the Minchas Nesochim itself. There's a Machlikas between Rebbe and Rabbonon from the Joshus and the Psukim, and from the Svor of Yayin is Oimim Shiro. Do we say that the Akrova of the Yayin is first, or the Minchas first? The Dinim of the Rambam, over there in Peyuk Tes, or Dinim, in the case where there's two separate Korbonos, someone has a Korban Mincha, and from a different Korban there's Yayin to be Makriv, and on that the Rambam discusses which Korban has a Kedima over the other one, and these are the Klolim of a Chatas Kedim Lo'ilo, in different Korbonos. But over here we're discussing the same Korban of the Minchas Nesochim, which has a machlikas in the actual akrova of the same korban, what is the way, which is the right way to go mimakriv the korban? L'chayon this, the Rambam didn't tell us anywhere that the mincha should come before the yayin, even on the minchas nesochim. So l'chayon says to Biskayov, l'chayon should be shver to say that the Rambam included the din of our Gemara in that klal in Perik Tes that menochah is kodim liyayin. But says to Biskayov, although you say this thing in a kuda in the shita of the Rambam, that this is be'emes, the shita of the Rambam in the agdora of every single minchas nesochim, which we're discussing over here by us in the sugya. Says the Biskayov, if we look later on in Menoches, kuf dalet amid beis, the Mishnah over there says, that misnadev odom minchas nesochim kol yoim, one can bring a minchas nesochim, betoyas nedover, if one wants, he can bring a minchas nesochim, and even if he's not, doesn't bring any korban, it's bobif ne'atzmoy, he can bring a minchas nesochim, explains Rashi over there, in Kuf Daled Amid Beis. What is the Minchas Nesochim entail? Says Rashi, this is a korban of three chalokim. It has soiles and shemen for the mincha, and then it has yayim for the nesochim. This is a Minchas Nesochim, which one can be minsnadev every day. But the Rambam, in the beginning of Tmidim Musofim, Perik Beis Halacha Aleph, he says, and when he says this halacha of the Gemara, that one can be minnadev, Minchas Nesochim, nedover, every day, says the Rambam, the Minchas Nesochim is soiles v'shemen. This is what a person can go mimenadiv. This is normally when someone says he wants to go and bring a Minchas Nesochim, he means the Mincha of the Nesochim, which is the soiles and the shemen. This is can bring even without any yayin, and this is also nedover, a Minchas Nedover, an interesting idea of a Minchas Nedover, of a Mincha, of soiles and shemen, of a Minchas Nesochim, without any yayin. This is the shita of the Rambam. Not like Rashi who says that it's all the three chalokim. Explains the Biskayov that the machlokes over here between Rashi and the Rambam is a yesedastiga machlokes in understanding the gede of the korban of minchas nesochim. Rashi holds that every minchas nesochim is made up of three different chalokim. There's soiles, shemen, and yayin. And all these three chalokim belong to the same korban called the minchas nesochim, which every korban has to have together with the akrova of the korban itself. There has to be also a Minchas Nesochim, which has three chalokim, soiles, shemen, and yayin. Memela, if someone says, I want to go and bring a Minchas Nesochim, he means to bring this korban, which has in it these three chalokim, soiles, shemen, and yayin. But the Rambam argues on Rashi, and the Rambam holds that the yesoid of the korban of Minchas Nesochim is the soiles and the shemen. The reason why every single time he has to bring also yayin, this is not because it has a sheiches to the soiles and the shemen, and this is all one big korban of a minchas nesochim. The Rambam holds that the zevach, the korban itself, is mechayiv the person to bring two things. He has to bring a minchas nesochim, which means a mincha of a soiles and a shemen, and also he has to bring yayin lenesochim. This is another thing he has to bring. He has to bring a mincha and also yayin. But the actual minchas nesochim has no shaychus to the yayin. The yayin is a different havon and a different akrova, and like it says in our Mishnah, that the soiles and the shemen is not ma'akiv the yayin, and the yayin is not ma'akiv the soiles and the shemen, and the reason is, because be'emes, they're not really chlal one korban of soiles, shemen, and yayin. They're two different chalokim, and there's two things which the zevach, the korban, is mechayiv the person to bring. He has to bring, together with the zevach, soiles and the shemen, and he has to also bring the yayin together with the korban. Memela, says the Rambam, if someone is mekabel on himself to bring a minchas nesochim, he's only being mekabel the mincha, which is the soiles and the shemen, and not the yayin. So says the Biskayov, Memela come out, that according to the Rambam, who holds that the korban of minchas nesochim only has two chalokim, it only has the soiles and the shemen, and the yayin has no sheiches to the ike korban of the minchas nesochim. So Memela, who adin, when we're danning in our sugi over here, with machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbonon, that they have a machlekes, whether the mincha comes first or the yayin comes first. But emes, this machlekes is not machlekes in the avo of the korban, because each one is like a different korban. They are two separate avos. There's the avo of the korban mincha, which is a soiles and a shemen, and then there's the avo of the yayin, which is its own avo, which is also chayiv to come because of the akrova of the original korban, the zevach. But the sheiches between the soiles, shemen, and the yayin are only like two different korbanos, or like two different people who are makriv a soiles and a shemen, and someone else has yayin. Memela says the Rambam that this halacha of the Rabbonon that they say that the Menochis comes before the Yayin by Minchas Nesochim, this is Be'emes the normal klal of Menochis Koidim in the Yayin. Just like if two separate people have a Korban Mincha and a Korban Yayin, we have to bring the Mincha first, so too over here, by every Minchas Nesochim, this is really the case, the two different avos, and this is the klal of Menochis Koidim in the Yayin, the Rebbe holds, that even by Menochis Koidim in the Yayin, if the Yayin is such a kind of din that has Shiro, like a Korban Tzibo, or if it's Borim Azevach, then Be'emes the Yayin comes first. But the Rabbonon disagree, and the Rabbonon holds always, Menochis Koidim in Leyayin, even if it's Shira, still is Alocha, Menochis Koidim in Leyayin. Memela explains in Biskriyov, this is very Gishmak, that the Rambam includes this din of the Rabbonon by Minchas Nesochim into the normal klal whenever we have in front of us a Korban Mincha and a Korban of Nisuch HaYayin. This is the klal of Menochis Koidim in Leyayin, which is Bemes, the same Alocha of the Rabbonon, and there's no difference because it's a Minchas Nesochim, because as we explained, the Rambam holds that the Minchas Nesochim is only the Seilis and the Shemen, and the Yayin is a different Havor, it's a different Akrover, not like the Shita of Rashi who holds that there's one Chelek, one Korban, called the Minchas Nesochim, which is made up of three Chalokim, Seilis, Shemen, and Yayin, and Afa Pekein Echidush, that even according to Rashi, the Seilis and the Shemen is not Ma'akiv the Yayin, and the Yayin is not Ma'akiv the Seilis and the Shemen. But Al Kaponim is a Yesedis Tigam Achleikis explains the Biskirov over here between the Shita of Rashi and the Shita of the Rambam. How do we understand the Gede of every Minchas Nesochim? Rashi's Shita is that there's one Korban which is made out of three Chalokim, Soiles and the Shemen and the Yayin. And the Rambam holds no, Minchas Nesochim is a Soiles and the Shemen like he explains in Perik Beis. And there's another Choiv that he has to also bring wine, he has to also bring Yayin, which both of these Chiyuvim come, since he was Makriv Korban, he now has to go and bring these two Chalokim, he has to bring a Soiles and a Shemen, and besides that, he has to bring Yayin, but they themselves do not have any Shaykhs, and that's why they're not Makriv each other, and Memela, who are then, this is the normal klal of Menochis, Koidim in the Yayin, Memela says a Biskirov, but Emes is no Ashmota of the Rambam of our Sugya. It's very Gishmak that the Rambam brings down this din in the normal klal of Menochis, Koidim in the Yayin, like we said also from the Minchas Chinuch, and the Chavetz Chaim, Pshat in the Rambam, in our Gemara.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.